Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Milwaukee's Third Ward is humming right now, full of shops, boutiques, restaurants, and nightlife. But 10 years ago, it was an area on the cusp, more of a belief in success than it was an existing success story. It was into that climate that entrepreneur Carrie Arroway and her business partner opened a clothing store called Lila Boutique, aimed at selling new and consignment fashion and breaking down some old attitudes towards fashionable clothes shopping. A decade later, the boutique has weathered the Great Recession and is a veteran storefront presence in the Third Ward. They're marking their 10th anniversary by bringing in another Third Ward name, artist Reginald Baylor, to provide a design pattern the boutique will incorporate into clothes. Carrie Arroway and Reggie Baylor are with us in the studio now. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Carrie Arroway, what did you see in Milwaukee 10 years ago that led you to believe the city and fashion are not mutually exclusive?
10 years ago, we opened a store with the concept of bringing Milwaukee something that they didn't already have, which was really, quite honestly, a place to shop, offering fashion-forward style without the attitude.
Milwaukee was a different place 10 years ago, would you say?
I would say pop culture has really moved fashion into a mainstream conversation. We've got tons of television and social media that makes fashion very, very accessible. But really, 10 years ago, that wasn't so much the case. Even myself, as a potential, potential small business owner at that time, I didn't shop in boutiques because I felt intimidated by fashion.
The Third Ward was also a different place. I mean, it was starting to come into its own. But what did you see in the Third Ward that led you to believe it was the right place?
Well, I always like to say we took a calculated risk, and it was not one that we took lightly. We really researched a bunch of neighborhoods and determined that the Third Ward really was the place to be. There wasn't a lot there. However, it did have a percolating artistic slant that there were people that knew about the neighborhood, knew there were galleries and artists in the neighborhood, and we took the risk.
There's an artist sitting there right next to you, actually, as it happens. Reggie Baylor, can you talk about the intersection between fashion and art? I mean, you are not a fashion designer, and yet you have this, and we're going to talk about this collaboration that the two of you are engaged in right now. But where do you see the intersection of fashion and art?
You know, if I were to phrase it, I would say an intersection is one way, but I also think it's a parallel movement. You know, fashion and art are fashion to me is, simply wearable art. The process to create a wonderful garment is the same process it is to create a work of art or sculpture, as well as architect and so on and so forth. Architecture is the same thing.
What did you see in the Third Ward? Why is the Third Ward where you have been practicing your art?
I was very fortunate to have come into the Third Ward as an opportunity after there had been so many people who put in the effort, like Carrie and Layla. They sort of set the groundwork and sort of set a standard for something that is uniquely Milwaukee. It's sort of our center point. And it was a no-brainer when I moved back to Wisconsin and to Milwaukee as I'm driving around and being reacquainted with the community. I mean, the Third Ward is an artist's dream neighborhood. So that was simple.
Carrie Arroway, how did you weather the recession? I mean, what would a conversation with you about business owning here have been like in 2008 or 2009?
Sure. Well, our business model has a built-in flexibility with the new and consignment blend of merchandise. So it has made it a little easier to weather the storm. Over the years, there's been a mix of consignment heavy times and others times it's just the opposite. It really has depended on what the market is asking for. The twists and turns, have kept it real for us. Every time we are faced with a challenge, though, we just have to remember to go back to our mission, which is to make fashion fun and have people feeling great about themselves through fashion. It's not really for us about labels or trends, more about feeling confident in what they're wearing.
Well, and do you think there's a lesson in how you looked at it for people who are either getting into the business today or, it must have been something to watch other independent shop owners go by the wayside as things got tough?
Absolutely. I've never focused on a business going by the wayside as a failure. It really is a change in their decision making. We all take a risk as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, whether you're an artist with a studio or a store owner selling dresses. It's a risk every day. And if you don't love it, don't do it.
That's true.
So you've got this collaboration the two of you have going now. It is not the first time that you have crossed paths, obviously. Let me ask you to describe the nature of this latest chapter. Who approached who and why do you see it as working so well and the two of you working so well in concert?
It's been a lot of fun working with Reggie, and I'm not going to wax poetic about it, but really we met probably 5 years ago.
Correct.
To be very honest, I have such a respect for Reggie and what he does that it was a very easy conversation to start between the two of us and then really just figuring out what fit, what felt right. This came to fruition very organically.
Right. Yeah, and when I met Carrie, I not only looked at her and her business as being extremely creative, but also a successful small business. And when I moved to the Ward, creating artwork's only, you know, I'd say 25% of the equation. And to have conversations with what does it take to be an entrepreneur, a small business owner, I ended up watching a lot of people in the Ward and Carrie being one of them. So obviously there's a lot of stopping in conversations. Hey, what do you think? What are you doing? Who's doing what?
To be fair, it goes both directions. I gain a lot of information and inspiration from Reggie.
I feel like we've talked around it without actually addressing what it is. Right. You've designed a fabric.
Correct. I just took some image, a particular portrait. Is very near and dear to my heart and also has been used with other events that Lila has thrown and created a pattern of a fabric.
And Carrie, what's happening to that fabric?
Sure. So Reggie was very kind to create this anniversary collection fabric. We have then sent it off to become a workable fabric. I've invited 10 designers who have been part of Lila's fabric over the last 10 years to take 5 yards of that fabric and create something in their design aesthetic. So really the event will be an unveiling of these 10 looks from 10 designers over the course of the last 10 years featuring this anniversary collection fabric from Reginald Baylor.
Mm-hmm. Is there ever any problem as an artist kind of turning over the creative rights to your art? I mean, you're designing the fabric, but it's going to look a lot different when it gets into the hands of a designer.
Well, no, I don't think so. This is an exclusive partnership, and to me, it's a very unique opportunity to not only bridge the gap and have the public respond to visual arts and the fashion industry, and also it gives me an opportunity to have a unique application for my work that normally I would not do upon myself. As an artist, I believe you always have to grow and stretch the boundaries of what you're accustomed to. And here's me stepping out of a comfort zone, and I actually was elated to be asked to do it. So it's perfect.
Do you think for both of you, people, I think there are people that probably sort of put fashion and art in the same box that this is interesting stuff, but it doesn't really matter. Do you think fashion and art, can they change the world?
I certainly don't think that I get up in the morning and think that I'm making the world a worse place. I'm making it pretty, one dress at a time, and I'm making people feel good about themselves, just giving them reason to feel confident about exactly who they are. As altruistic as that sounds, that's kind of my mission.
I do believe aesthetics is a very important part of culture. You know, let's just kind of break it down. No one eats a plate of food that looks like crap.
Exactly.
No matter what it tastes like, you know, the aesthetic part sometimes precedes the actual interaction of it. So there's where I stand on it. It is nice, and I think this is a great opportunity where I do believe people are more willing to accept fashion because you participate in getting dressed every day from birth. Where it comes to visual art, that's something that I think this project is going to try to bridge the gap a little bit and say, hey, maybe, you know, the visual arts is something also you should participate on a daily basis as well. And maybe there's a small component in your daily regimen that could be missing, and maybe art could fill it.
When does this fabric actually become something people can wear?
Well, those artists are working on it right now. They received their 5 yards of fabric, and the creation process has begun with all of them. And I should start receiving those back just in time for the September 14th event. It will be unveiled at that point.
So the Third Ward has been in this kind of ongoing renaissance. But at the same time, downtown, even parts that are within spitting distance of the Third Ward, they've had a tough time leveraging the success of the Third Ward. What do you think when you see other boutiques not far away but not within the Third Ward struggle?
Well, I never like to see anybody struggle. I honestly think that the Third Ward has a brand as a neighborhood, and so it helps draw customers to our neighborhood, which is built in, and that was not a mistake on our part to choose an established district. And it's really, I think, as an established small business, it's our job to really promote fashion wherever it is, whatever district or whatever address you find yourself at. So I hope that every small business that opens and wants to stay open, stays open.
Right. I agree. And, you know, we can look at other boroughs or regions of Milwaukee, and I could easily say that there's a renaissance in Walker's Point in the Fifth Ward with culinary arts. I think it's ever expanding, and I believe this movement, I believe we're just in the infancy stage of what Milwaukee is going to become on a national level. And I do mean on a national level.
It seems really fitting that the two of you would be both playing a role in where things are going.
Well, thank you.
Thanks,
we're having a good time.
Absolutely.
Well, Carrie Arroway, Reggie Baylor, thanks so much and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Carrie Arroway is the owner of Lila Boutique in Milwaukee's Third Ward. Artist Reggie Baylor was commissioned to design a pattern that's being used to help celebrate the shop's 10th anniversary. They'll mark the anniversary with an event this Saturday. There is a link to more information about it from wuwm.com/lake effect. We'll take a short break now, and then the effort to create a definitive encyclopedia of Milwaukee is underway. Lake Effect returns in a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio. Stay tuned.